Well, there you go. Happy Monday, Monday. Yes, you can trust that day. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. As always, I'm your host, David Burrows. And what a beautiful Monday it is if you're watching live. Dare we check the weather? Let's check the weather. I feel like, could I have been a weatherman? I don't know. Let's see. I know it's beautiful out right now. I always check two apps. Which app do you use? WeatherNet? Weather Network, I should say. Where's the timer? There's no weather. The Weather Network, your weather when it really matters. It really matters right now because I'm live and you're not telling me anything. Where are we? We're on the wrong Wi-Fi. Do you ever do that? Do you have more than one Wi-Fi in your house? I know for me, I have like three and it's always like never on the... There we go. 29 degrees Celsius. Feels like 35 with a few clouds. 29 degrees Celsius feels like 35 with a few clouds. Wow. And it's just, it's like going up to 30. We're going to come down to about 29, 27. But hey, you know, I'm not complaining, right? Because like we were all about like, come on, Mother Nature. And she's taking her time to get here. But boy, now that she's here, she's really turned it on, right? Pardon me. I don't complain about the weather because, you know, like we live in southwestern Ontario, right? So, I mean, it's going to be whatever it is. And then, of course, if you don't like the weather, go live somewhere else. I think is the way to say it. Nobody said hello to me yet. I'm a little disappointed. It's usually Danny Cacciamelio or Jesse. Jesse, where are you? We haven't seen Jesse on here in a while. special shout out to my friend Dom, who is he's back in the hospital again. He keeps fighting that MS. He's been fighting a long time, but what a fighter he is. So, Dom, we are thinking of you. Let's put that away. Weather didn't work well for me. I got a really exciting show here for you today, and we've got three guests, really. Anthony Wing from the ISO, the International Symphony Orchestra here in Sarnia, is going to be here, and bringing special guest Richard Bland, who is an amazing photographer. He's also the head of photography at Lambton College. And I had him here a couple of years ago. It's so nice to have him back. He's a busy guy, so I really appreciate him being here. We're going to be talking about his special event coming up. My friend Jaylene is going to be here from the Boys and Girls Club. Yes, did you know we had a Boys and Girls Club here in Sarnia? Located at the Kiwanis Center. They got some special fun things coming up. So I'm excited for that. And, of course, First Friday event. They get busier because of the warm weather, right? But there's going to be lots to do at First Friday in downtown Sarnia. June 3rd. It's going to be June 3rd this Friday. Can you believe that? Like, I don't know about you, but like, I know it seems slow for a while, but it's really just catching up. Like, longest 2 weeks ever of our life, but we're still here. And I'm a day late here, and she probably won't even see this, but happy birthday to my beautiful and amazing sister, Catherine. Who just turned 3 years old, and we had a wonderful get-together and a birthday party, surprise birthday party. Her husband did a good job of putting that together out there. And Lori says hello. Hello, Lori. How are you doing? Nice. Appreciate you jumping in and saying hello. How's your day? Are you enjoying the weather out there? And if you're watching wherever you're watching from, whether you're watching live or if you're watching the replay, please say hello in the comments and, refer to the guests that are here and check out our guests as well. Because I just, you know, I'm always seeking for, you know, people to interview here on the show, anywhere here in Lambton County and beyond, actually. I'm going to start keeping it local, but I'm going to start interviewing people from different parts of the world as well, just to make it interesting. So, keep an eye out for that. And if there's someone you'd like to see here on the show that you think I might be able to get a hold of, then let me know. We'll certainly reach out to them. Join the mailing list here so you get informed of what's going on here in Lambton County, outside and beyond the show. Just go to the show live.live and you'll be asked to enter in your information, your email address. I'm going to send it out about once a month, maybe twice a month, so it won't be like a spammy thing. And of course, we're on Twitter and Instagram as well, and you can follow us there. And we're on YouTube. My goodness, we're everywhere. Could somebody please invent another platform that I have to be on for, right? Because there's so many. But I'll be doing my motorcycle travels and my drones flying again. I have a lot of fun with that and some other fun stuff as well. So before we get going here, though, I got to say thank you to all of my supporters, Hughes Intelligence Security Systems, who's been great supporters here for many, many years. They supported us at the Sarnia Sting as well. Huron Signs SWO, which is a part of the AG Event Graphics group of companies. Thanks to Guy and his staff. Just over almost 10 and a half years of support here on the show. Thank you so much, Guy. And Joe's Discount Tire, they're right at the bottom of the hill at Indian Road there. You need those tires, and they've got great prices on them there. Thanks to Joe's Discount Tire for their support. Shout out also to H&I, pardon me, Service Center, who's also a part of that, supports us here as well. And our friends at Tourism Sarnia Lambton, an official partner here as well. So recently, just this past weekend, and if you're watching live, yesterday, as a matter of fact, the Western Ontario Outlaws Extreme Lawn Tractor Racing. Yes, that's a thing. I know. It's like lawn tractor racing, and they get the outlaw speeds, like get up to like 45, 50 miles per hour around this track out in Petrolia. And we're able to bring the live streaming to you out there, and it's a lot of fun. We fly the drone over. It's called like Redneck NASCAR is what it's called, but the Western Ontario Outlaws, real family event out in Petrolia every other Sunday. And you can check out online what they're doing and all of their scheduling, I guess you could say. There's their website on the screen. And I want to say thank you and welcome to 24 Taxi, a new taxi service. They just celebrated 1 year here in Sarnia as one of our supporters. Lugnuts Truck and Trailer support that, and Joe's Discount Tire in there. And we're happy to bring that to you as well. Lori, you DM'd me about a topic. Yes, and I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you. Oh, TikTok. I am on TikTok too. Once in a while. Boy, TikTok and Snapchat. Can I hire a multimedia manager to look after? I mean, I do that, but I need somebody to look after mine. Right? Lori, I promise I'll get back to you for sure. So Western Ontario Outlaws Extreme Lawn Tractor Racing. Yes, that is a thing. And we would invite you to come out and join us every other Sunday for that. The Relay for Life is back, as many events are back. And it's so great to see that that's going to be happening on June the 11th. And if you want to find out more about how you can sign up for this, it's going to be happening at Valley Axe this year, which is a great playground, if you will, for these type of events. There's the website to go and get signed up for that. We've got so many events that are coming back, which is nice to see, because so many nonprofit organizations and charities also suffered through all of this. So great, yes, to see that happening. And also included in that, I'm a little hoarse today. The Brain Injury Association of Sarnia Lambton having their 11th annual golf tournament. I'm sure we're going to be seeing lots of golf tournaments happening around in the area. Out at Witter Station, I can tell you, I ride the motorcycle out to Witter Station once in a while, and what an incredible facility. I don't even golf, but I just like to go there because of the outdoor restaurant, the outdoor barbecue, and the staff there are super fun and friendly out there as well. So if you are a golfer, though, you'll be supporting the Brain Injury Association coming up on, again, June the 11th. And there is where you can go to their website to find out more about the details there as well. All right. This one I'm selfish about because I started this. It'll be 3 years now. And we started the Ride of Respect back in 2020 to show respect to the frontline workers in the community, as well as create awareness that motorcycles are on the road. So keep your eyes open out there. And now we're coming into our third year. And every year we've been able to support Ohana Landing, a youth transitional housing facility here in Sarnia that helps the young youth transition and learn life skills, brought forward by Preferred Towing, or rather Tammy Vandenhoevel and her husband Gary at Preferred Towing, and a great facility that we're able to support in many ways. But this time again, the Ride of Respect will support that. And thanks also to our friends at London Line Burger. That's where we're going to end up for some great tasty treats. And also a special shout out to our friends at Local 128 OPSU, specifically the Corrections Division, who in the wintertime recently, this past winter, pitched a tent outside and raised over $5,000 in support of Ohana Landing. And they're also supporting us here on the Ride of Respect. So if you would like to participate with your motorcycle at the Ride of Respect, you can simply go to rideofrespect.ca to get all the information about that as well. We'll have the route out next Monday. We're doing some test runs this week to make sure this year, as we added last year, to show support for the Indigenous children and their families as well, we will be riding down Omgenong past the Indigenous Memorial for the children as well, and through the city of Sarnia, and then all the way out. I say all the way out, it's not that far, but to Brights Grove and then to Camlackie for a ride as well. And then we'll end up at London Lion. So again, if you're a rider and you'd like to find out more, go to rideofrespect.ca. And of course, that means watch for the motorcycles, drive aware and ride aware. We are on the road with two wheels. We're hard to see sometimes. And us that ride motorcycles, we need to be respectful on the road as well. So let's remember that also. All right, a few more comments before we get to our few guests. Corinder, yes, I'm back on Facebook. I've been in Facebook jail a couple times and I don't know why. Can I hire you for remote? No. How's Sarnia Sting? They're done. They're done for now. But we will be back, and actually checking out SarniaSting.com is a great place. They're doing lots of stuff through the summertime as well in the community. So if you want to find out more about that, Corinder, go to SarniaSting.com. All right. Well, I got to tell you, I've been excited to have this gentleman back here to join us. He's been a photographer for many, many years and has captured so many incredible moments, especially in the music world. We had him here a few years ago. Actually, everything was a couple years ago, I think. So it's nice to have him back. And he's going to be having a display coming up to the International Symphony Orchestra and here to join us. Okay, you got your hair done, guys, and everything. Your hat's all ready.
We're all set. Damn it.
Anthony Wing and Richard Bland, thanks so much for being here.
David Burles, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, David.
You know, Richard, I've been thinking about you a lot even before this came up, because one of my classes I teach, I'm using your photography studio right now, actually.
Oh, right on. Nice. It's good to be surrounded by all that space, isn't it?
Yes, it's wonderful. I want it for next year, too.
You can have it. Come and study one of my classes.
I would love to. You know, somebody gave me a DSLR camera like a year and a half ago, and I've got like these two big zoom lenses, I think they're called. I don't know what I'm doing. I can take a snapshot photo, but I'd be happy to do that. Let's talk a little bit about that, if we could throw that in there. You're the head of photography at Lambton College.
Yes, I'm the coordinator, and I built the program 11 years ago.
Yeah. And your students, I have some of them in my class that have taken your class as well, and they're just so thrilled to have you for a teacher. Let me just, what is it about photography that got you interested in that? I'm sure beginning as a hobby, but then making it a career.
Well, I want to say it was a way to get closer to the music that I love. Hmm. So it started out as a bit of a passion, but my music interest in music was more of an obsession. So I think they help balance each other out. But also, I like art, and I like being involved in the arts, and I like creating art. And so it's kind of a way to be able to do everything, to be able to do both.
Yeah. And what a great way to, isn't it great to be able to do what you love?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, like I said, working in the music industry has been a bit of a gift, I think.
For sure. For sure. Yes. Anthony, let's come over to you, sir. You're with the ISO, the International Symphony Orchestra here in Sarnia. This is a real great partnership happening here, I think.
It really is, isn't it? Because we got the opportunity to provide the first career retrospective for Richard's work in his hometown. You know, yeah. And I don't mean Gallery in the Grove. I mean, because his hometown is Brights Grove. But, you know, in the greater area, we got this opportunity and we jumped at it. It dovetails with so much the ISO is up to with our concept behind the ISO bar, which we only opened and got going for a fairly short time before we were all stopped by the pandemic. So this is a great way to reopen the gallery.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I've of course, Richard, I've seen some of your work. I've seen a lot of your work. And you'll be happy to know, I still have a photograph that you gave me of Gord Downie. Nice. I'm still waiting for the right moment to use that for a charitable giveaway. I'm not going to lie. I tend to want to hold on to it, but I will give it away for what it was intended. But wow, is all I don't even know what to say to what you've been able to capture in the music world. And then recently I saw that picture with you taking a photograph of Robert Plant. And I saw that video that you described it. What an interesting story there. Could you tell a little bit about how you captured that?
Where do I start with that? So I had met Robert Plant a couple times before, which for me was really an amazing opportunity because
Zeppelin, hello.
Yeah, when I was in high school, Led Zeppelin was my number one favorite band. It still arguably is my number one favorite band, depending on the day. So Robert Plant was doing a press conference down at the amphitheater with Alison Krauss and T-Bone Burnett. And I had a print with me, and I thought, oh, you know what? I'll go down. And I didn't even consider that Robert Plant would remember me or anything like that. But I thought I would go down early, maybe see if he'd sign the print. I'm not really an autograph seeker, but I thought, get it acknowledged. It's kind of cool. So I got down there and I went into the tent, and it was only me there. And then Robert Plant came in. And he sat down at the desk, and I just kind of thought, wow, here's an opportunity to either go get my photo signed or make a portrait of Robert Plant. And for me, the photography is more important than the signature. I just thought, okay, I'm going to pull up my camera. I pulled up my camera. I took 5 frames, maybe 6 frames, and then I just slowly put it back down. I didn't do anything that was wild or get in his face or anything. I had a nice long lens on, and he kind of just gave me the smile and this nod that almost said, thank you for not being obnoxious or overdoing it. And then at that point, some other people were filtering in, and I just left it at that. And I was really grateful that I had that opportunity. And you can see from the photograph, he's not irritated. He's not posing. Yeah. He's just into it politely and respectfully between the two of us. And that's how it happened.
He gave it. He caught what you were doing. Did he kind of give you a couple of poses out of that, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, you can tell he's looking at me, and the way he's holding his face, and he knows he's being photographed. And anybody, any of us, you or I or Anthony,
yeah, it's a slightly reflective look.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he wants to look good in it. You can tell. And
yeah.
Well, I would as well. I would want to look good in the photograph as well, because you know it's going to be published somewhere, probably, right?
Yeah. And so, I as someone watching that, and thanks for sharing that story, but I when I first watched the video about that story, I thought, you didn't really ask for his permission to do it. You just kind of did it, right? Has that ever caused a problem where you're just taken from afar and then they realize you're taking a picture and they don't want their picture taken?
I think if you did something where you're in a, like if he's at the grocery store or something.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not TMZ or paparazzi or any of that kind of course stuff. He's in a position where he knows he's about to be photographed.
Right.
I'm there working. So it's made in a position where we're both knowing what's going to happen and what is happening. And we're both there to work. He's there to promote his album, and I'm there to, to make photographs of the press conference. So I don't think it was anything that was out of line, but like I said, if he was at the grocery store or something, it's not going to be me. That's not the work I do.
Yeah.
Actually, David, the Robert Plant Alison Krauss tour will be coming through Detroit in the coming week. I think it's going to roll through this area.
Oh, wow.
Somebody told me that today and I didn't know it. So, yeah.
Well, maybe he'll come by.
So he's touring again. Maybe he'll drop by the gallery.
Right on. We'll go with yes on that.
Come out first Friday and come and meet Robert Plant.
Come and meet
Anthony and I.
Come and meet Richard Bland and Anthony. Come on, let's be real here. Yeah. And Robert Plant could be the opener, maybe.
We can do our own Page and Plant thing.
Yes, we can do a Page Plant walking to Clarksdale before he even arrives here.
So, right. There you go.
Speaking of that, you tell him about the Mike Stevens.
Oh, yeah. So Mike Stevens is going to be here on Thursday and Friday night.
Wow.
So I directed a video living in Sarnia, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen.
Great job, by the way, by everybody involved.
Yeah, that was an incredible opportunity. Mike came over to my house and we were sitting back in the gazebo, and he asked me if I was interested in directing a video for his new album. This is a couple of years ago now, before COVID. And I said, absolutely. I would never let that opportunity. I said, what song do you want to do? He goes, listen to the album, you choose the song. So I ended up picking the 7-minute song, which is funny because I got in way over my head.
So it's a short film.
Right? Yeah. And then we did an intro and an outro. So it's just around 8 minutes. So that's how that happened. And, you know, working with Mike was great. We did 9 days of shooting. We probably had about 100 people involved, including faculty and students from the college, from the photography program. And we used equipment from the photography program as well. And then we had a whole bunch of extras, Anthony being one of them.
Yeah, and we had the mayor in there. And my friend of mine, Rob Rook, he had his car in there.
Green car.
The Gran Torino.
And
I felt left out. I'm not going to lie. I was like, whoa. No, I'm just kidding. But I watched it. I must have watched it about 20 times just so I could go through and go, oh yeah, I know that person and that person and that person. And the first thing that popped into my mind was like, wow, what a lot of coordination that had to go into that to get those, like the scheduling alone had to be crazy.
It was the second video I ever directed, and man, I was in deep.
It doesn't look like it though. It's such a great job Richard did. And that's, and we hadn't met yet. I was an extra when they shot in front of the Imperial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the ISO was doing our Through the Looking Glass summer series the same day, and we wrapped up and then they started the video. So I walked over with the Jim Chevalier, and so we were extras, and we didn't actually meet on that day, and I just watched him work, and I just realized immediately it doesn't look like his second video, because he did crowd control very, very well. That was not an easy thing to pull off, the scene in the front of the Imperial, and it looks quite seamless in the video.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Oh, well, no problem.
Because I wrote the whole story, and even when I was writing it, I don't think I realized how complex it was going to be. But anyway, that was just letting you know my connection with Mike Stevens, and I photographed Mike a number of times.
Yeah, but
even better, Mike is going to come, and we're going to do a bit of an artist talk on Thursday and Friday night. So the plan is to play the video, we'll talk about the video, and then Mike and I will chat about art, photography, the work that's on the walls, probably some of the shoots we've done together. And I think it's going to be a fun, engaging shoot with Mike Stevens, or sorry, a fun, engaging talk with Mike Stevens.
Yeah. And Mike, so great that you're able to have him there as well. I mean, I've interviewed him a few times and met him in person a few times. He's just he's a genuine heart, that guy, you know, aside from his talent, he's of course, which is amazing. I like to be able to say it's really nice, you know, you, Richard, yourself and Mike, and there's so much, I call it heavy talent, in this area. We're so fortunate. And would you say Sarnia and this area, Lambton County, is kind of a hub for the music and the art world?
I think it's probably, a bit of a best kept secret or
fast becoming too. Yes.
But, yeah.
Sorry. No. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say, while we're talking about talent and what great is going to happen, Anthony is also going to be playing music. Speaking of a talent, if you've seen the piano, it's enough to make you weep. It's so beautiful.
Night is about Richard. I'm just providing string arrangements of a number of songs by some of the rock stars who were featured on the wall in the show. So it's just sort of a treat seeing if people can pick it up, because it's all, you know, strings with a bit of wind. We'll have a saxophone player just to see if people can pick up the songs that we're putting out. And who knows, you know, there might be a Stone song, right?
Oh, yeah.
You never know. I'm not certain about that. But I should point out above all that the show is a transfer show. It just only the other day closed into Toronto, where it was featured for the month of May at the List Gallery in New Yorkville. And it was incredibly successful there, and even inspired an article in the Toronto Life. You know, really, really great sales. And the gallery owner, who's Richard's dealer, and also the dealer of a lot of, you know, huge photographer names, you know, around the world, he was very kind in allowing the Isobar to receive the show, because we were going to put on the show just before the pandemic, and then we had to delay it, and we had about 32 prints. But thanks to this gallery, we're going to have about 55 prints up through the summer.
Wow.
One for each year I've been on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just kidding. He's actually late 30s.
Super late 30s.
Richard, I probably asked you this last time we had you here, but like, how do you balance, like, because you must do a lot of traveling to capture these photos. How do you balance all that between home life and school life and your life and whatever life you've got?
Can you juggle? Show him?
I can juggle, yeah. At the moment.
Yeah. Like, do you have management? Like, seriously, do you have people to help you? Or is this, are you a one-man show?
I'm a one-man rock and roll band.
Yeah, right on.
And I truly am. I don't know how I balance. I don't know how to answer that. You know, the number one thing is for me to be a good dad. That's what I want to be. I got two young children, and I just ran over here from their track and field meet. And then I tackle things that I can do well at, and make sure that I give quality everything. So what I do at the college, it's really important that the students get quality me, quality instruction, quality coordinating.
Yeah.
And then this exhibition, I'm putting a lot of energy into it, because I don't want to do something if it's not going to be presentable where people are going to appreciate it. I don't know how to answer how you find balance. I just do, right? The problem occurs if I get a flat tire, run out of gas. Like, I don't leave time for that kind of stuff.
Right.
There's no minutes left. So I don't know. It just works until something doesn't work, and then it's a problem.
You know, it's like running the
this guy can juggle.
So it is just a juggling.
You're gonna be a multi-talented event. Are you gonna juggle down there on Friday as well?
Only if somebody hands me a few more lemons I'm on the stage.
All right. I'll bring the lemons. Mike can play the song that you juggle to, and Richard will capture it all on camera. How about that?
I'm taking the night off that night.
Yeah, sounds like a deal. Well, yeah. Richard will be the centerpiece. Will be Richard's interview on stage, and then we'll have the music. And I'm just wondering, will you be able to join us, David?
I've got an event that day, but I'm hoping to get down. That's my intent. Okay. My wife's away on vacation. She left me for Vegas for 10 days, so I can pretty much do what I want.
We play hooky. Yeah.
Right. Richard, I'm looking forward to getting down there and seeing all of you, actually, and seeing you again in person, actually, Richard, because Richard helped me out with a little project a while ago. I took some pictures of Gord Downie, one of the last performances. Now, that being said, it was nowhere near any quality. Richard was very patient. He was like, what did you take these photos on? And it was like, I don't know, an old Sony camera or something. But Gord Downie, I know the pictures that I got, I look, you know, that guy was giving you some poses while he was on stage, right? Like, he just knew the cameras were around. And I think he gave everybody in that pit that day, for me anyway, that everybody got a pose. Would you agree with that kind of statement from Gord?
I don't know. In my experience, I think that's just what Gord does. And I literally figured out how to move my eyes independent of each other, because one eye would watch Gord and the other eye would watch the other four guys, because I couldn't just photograph Gord when I was working for them. But you did always have to keep an eye on Gord, because you never knew what he was going to do. And there were plenty of times he would do something that I'd never seen before. It wasn't choreographed, so I don't know. Maybe you're right, because you have a different experience. I have a different experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Feeling it differently. But I think it's just a matter of watching. It's like photographing a sport. If you take your eye away from it, you miss the goal, right? So you just had to always watch. So I don't know if he was ever posing. I think it's more he's just doing it.
He's just an entertainer. He just naturally, yeah.
Yeah.
Can anybody be taught this? Can do you have to have an eye for it, or is this all, like, obviously you teach this, but can anybody take that course and become a great photographer?
a great rock and roll photographer or a great photographer?
Fair question. Yeah. We'll separate the two and give me that.
Well, let me get to the great photographer. Many of our students graduate in our great photographers, and the goal of the program right from the day they come into the doors the first time is to set them up so they can graduate with great skills to be able to photograph anything that they love.
Right.
So if you love horses, if you love golf, if you love nature, I want you to have those fundamental skills so you can go out and make a career photographing something you love. So I think we have graduated a number of fabulous photographers, and we're in the midst of making great photographers.
Yeah.
Can you be a great rock and roll photographer? Yes, the answer is yes. However, there are a few caveats to that. I think
for sure
it helps to know the music. It helps to know music. And if you can anticipate movements before they happen, whether you're photographing Gord Downie or Angus Young or
predictions, yeah.
Yeah, you need to be able to feel it almost. And I think because I grew up with this obsession with music, you can almost tap it out before it's happening, and you know, you kind of just feel it. So I think people can be great rock and roll photographers, but you need to love rock and roll
for sure.
That'll certainly help.
Yeah. I know some of your students, some that were close to my age that I've known for years, and I saw some presentations through the pandemic, and I was like, wow, I never even knew that person was taking photography. I had no idea they were interested. And then I saw, and then I messaged them actually and said, I saw your stuff. Great job. And I see stuff hanging around the college, and it's true. Like, so it's great to have great, great teachers in all of this as well. Anthony, I've got another minute here. If you guys, is there anything we've forgotten that we need to mention?
Well, yes, I should point out that Richard said Thursday, Friday. The opening night is Friday. Thursday will still be hanging. So everybody, please come Friday.
Yes.
And further, I can't say enough how excited we are to get to host this retrospective. And it's going to run all summer long. And to find out about how to purchase prints, you can go to our website, theiso.org. And remember that the ISO bar was originally following along the original intention for the ISO bar, and that was to put on events that would support the operations of the symphony, so that in turn the symphony can do what we must do, which is serve the communities here and in Michigan. So this is just such a great way to start off the summer and to reopen the ISO bar. And I look forward to opening night and a real rocking summer.
Right on. I couldn't agree with you more, Anthony. Congratulations to you both for being able to, the laws of the universe brought you guys together, and now this is happening. And Richard, congratulations on all of your success. And I'm really going to do my best to get down there and see you in person again. And maybe I'll ask for your autograph. I don't need Robert Plant's, just yours.
David, if you can't.
On a poster.
Yeah. But if you can't make it Friday, come down here, like set up a time with Anthony and I, and we'll give you a private tour, honestly. Yeah.
100%. I would love that.
Just come down and hang out, and we'll just.
Please come on down, David. See the ISO bar. I think it's about time. I gave you an interview. I was on your show from the ISO bar early in the pandemic when everything was very up in the air and everything was depressing. And Christina Street had tumbleweeds, and we talked by the piano there. And I remember that. And I thank you again for having me on at that very, very, very anxious time.
You're welcome. Thank you both for being here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, and all the best of success on the show, Richard. And Anthony, thank you for bringing this forward to me to be able to have Richard and yourself here as well.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Anthony Wing and Richard Beland. Wow, an exciting time. Get down to the ISO bar. Don't wait. I guess it's there all summer, but don't wait. Get down there on June 3rd. Richard's going to be there. And Anthony, Mike Stevens is coming along between the Thursday and the Friday. Like, it's just go down there, check it out. And I know this is very exciting for the ISO bar. It's exciting for the people in this area to be able to see Richard Beland and all his work as well. So I thank you both, Anthony and Richard, for being here. And I will get down there at some point on Friday. You've got me live recorded, promised, saying all of that right now. All right. Well, some other great events happening here in our community as well. You know, the young folks in our community are just as important as anybody else in this community. And we're going to talk about the Boys and Girls Club of Sarnia Lambton, better known now, I should say, as the BGC Sarnia Lambton. Sorry, Jaylene. Unmute yourself. There we go.
Hi, David.
Hi. That was just natural. I said it the other way, but now we're saying BGC Sarnia Lambton, right?
Yeah, BGC yes. Sarnia Lambton, formerly the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, right. And who do we have here joining us today?
This is my friend Mia.
Hello, Mia.
Do you want to say hi?
Hello.
You're part of BGC Sarnia Lambton, are you?
Yes.
All right. What do you do at BGC Sarnia Lambton?
Well, you get snacks after you get dropped off by your bus. And you get to go outside sometimes and you get to do activities.
Oh, like some of these activities here that we're showing. I see, well, there's Lego. And Bird Ellis, have you done any of these activities?
Did you build the cucumber towers that day?
Yes, we built cucumbers and we got to paint birdhouses and we got to make Lego. Cool.
Yeah, the Legos are the Bricks for Kids Legos. We have some of their sets here now.
Oh, okay, nice. What's your favorite thing about the BGC?
That you get snacks and you get to go outside.
What kind of snacks?
There's sometimes you get stuff from Starbucks and sometimes you get popsicles when it's really hot in the summer.
Oh, wait on.
And what'd you have today?
Today we had cookies, applesauce, and granola bars.
Oh, granola bars too, right on. I like the popsicles. I'm hoping maybe I can have one this Friday. I know we got an event coming up. Jaylene, first of all, Jaylene, thanks for being here and bringing this to our attention. But tell everybody who you are and your position with BGC.
Yeah, thanks for having us on here. Sorry if there's background noise. The kids are here and it's loud. So I'm the new associate director here at BGC Sarnia Lambton, and we are planning our first annual BGC Club Day this Friday. So we are super excited for it. We have lots of vendors. We have 9 confirmed vendors. We have City Hall lighting up in BGC green that day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're really, really excited to make this the first annual. So we're hoping that all the kids can come out that day if they're already members. And if you're not a member and would like to become one, just give us a shout here at the club and we will get you registered for that.
Okay, so anybody can come to this right now. They just need to register in advance.
Yeah, so it's not exactly open to the public. It is a special day to celebrate our members here at the club, as well as nice. Youth mental wellness. That's the theme this year across Canada. However, if you wanted to become a member and attend the BGC, then you just give us a shout and then you'll be able to attend this day.
Okay, very good. Now, let's see. Philly Cheese Jakes is going to be there with a hot dog cart. That's awesome. And we've got planting. And what else is happening?
The police are going to come and they're going to give you popsicles.
Oh, yes. That's the Copsicles, isn't it?
Yes. Copsicles are going to be there. We have DeGroots that have graciously donated some flower pots for kids to plant their flowers and take home with them. Crocodoodle has been amazing. They're also donating a craft for the kids to do. We have the Let's Face It group from Lambton College. They're running an activity. We have the 999th Legion for Child Rights bringing their motorcycles for the kids to sit on. We have Lambton College bringing a popcorn machine. We have lots of stuff going on.
Cool. Well, and I know you've talked me into being down there. You didn't have to try very hard. I just heard, first of all, mental wellness and the kids and everything, and I'm all about that. So I'm looking forward to being down there as well. You know, there's so many reasons why this is important. Obviously, you want to recognize the members of the BGC. Why else is this important for our community to know this?
Do you have a thought? Why do you think it's important for them to know about it?
Because if your parents are working and you have nowhere to go, your bus can drop you off at the BGC if your parents pay pay for it.
So the BGC Pub Day coming up is super exciting. It's really the first annual. It's all across Canada, and it's really to showcase our members how awesome they are, all of their cool, special, unique pieces about them. And then, of course, this year's theme is youth mental wellness. I think we've had a rough couple of years, and definitely, these kids deserve a fun, wonderful day that's all about them.
Yeah. And you've got a lot of community members coming in and support this, like even like Philly Cheese Jake's there. Like, I know he gives back into the community and the local businesses that you've got there. It's nice to have the Copsicles on patrol there. I think that's really important that they are there, because they need to be able to connect to the community as well, through everything that's been going on. You know, it's nice to know that police are people too, and they really are just there to support the community. I noticed there's another event coming on as well. Did you want to talk about that? Is that that's coming up in the evening?
Yeah, the evening we are running, it's called a kids night out. Really, it's a parents night out. If you want to come drop your kids off that day, you just have to register for the day. And okay, actually for BGC Club Day all across Canada, Walk Off the Earth is offering a live free concert. So we are going to be featuring that here at the club that day.
Wow.
We will have pizza for dinner. So if they want to come to BGC Club Day through the day and just stay for the evening, that's totally fine. The only cost to this entire day is if you want to stay in the evening for the concert, we have pizza. It's just $2 a slice. And other than that, you just need to sign up and we will have you here for a live concert.
Wow. I want to come to that. I know, right? Can I get to stick around? I like pizza. I like
you can if you want.
Right. I got to go down and see Richard Bland at the ISO bar, but never know. I might stick around for a couple of places. This is really great to see this happening, because I'll be honest with you, and Jaylene, you and I talked off camera before. Like, I hadn't really heard much about BGC Sarnia Lambton, previously Boys and Girls Club. I was like, oh, there is one. Is this all a part of creating more of that awareness? Like, people, not enough people know about you yet. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think that we're really a hidden gem here in Sarnia. And we offer so many things. We offer, like Mia was talking about, the after-school program. So if you need after-school care, we have a daily or a weekly rate, but we also have subsidy as well. We don't want costs to be a barrier for parents finding after-school care. So that operates from after school until 6 p.m. And then we also have our drop-in programs in the evenings. Right now, we run Wednesdays with Art Club. We run Thursdays with Kids Club. And then we also offer some virtual programming that's just on pause for the summer. We'll start back up in the fall. But we have a Kids Food Nation where we cook something cool every week. And then we also did a Discovery Lab that has some STEM projects in it and stuff like that. So we really have a lot to offer. And we're trying to get the word out there that we're here and we're fun. And we have really cool kids like Mia that come here.
Mia, you can tell that you got a big smile, by the way, Mia. You can tell that you're happy to be a part of BGC. Yeah, and your mom and dad, I'm sure they're great. They're grateful for the BGC as well, for helping them out while they're working, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
Mia and her sister both come. They're pretty cool cats here.
Right on, and besides the cool activities you do, is there anything else that you learn by going to the BGC? Like, have you made new friends or anything?
Yes, I have. And sometimes there's two rooms. One is for another school and one's for St. Matthew's. And sometimes some other people come into our room that are close to St. Matthew's, but they go to a French school.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a room that the kids operate out of. So we just kind of have them split in half. And during COVID, they were cohorted with their schools.
Right, right. So a little something there for everybody, eh, Mia?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to hang out with Jaylene too. She's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mia. Thank you so much for being here today and talking with us and telling everybody what BGC Sarnia Lambton's all about.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for being here. And I'll be down there this this Friday as well. Before I let you go and get back to your day, is there anything else we missed you want to tell everybody?
Well, there is a summer camp that if your parents are working on summer or your parents want a break on summer, then there's summer camp.
Yeah, we offer a summer camp all summer long as well.
Nice. Thank you both so much for being here. And Mia, I'll be down there on Friday. And if you see me before I see you, will you do me a favor? Come up and say hello to me.
Hello.
On Friday. You say hello to him on Friday? Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. Jaylene, thanks so much for bringing this forward. And thanks for being here today.
Thanks, David.
All right. There you go. BGC Sarnia Lambton having a fun day coming up this Friday, of course. Now, if you want to be a part of it and you're not a member, of course, like Jaylene said, you can register. You just find them there online at bgcsarnia.com or get a hold of them on their Facebook as well. And then the virtual concert with Walk Off the Earth, that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, who doesn't like pizza, right? So thanks both to Jaylene and a special thank you to Mia for being here and talking about BGC Sarnia Lambton as well. All right. Well, of course, I always like to once again say thank you to all of my sponsors and thanks to all of you for being here. You really do make my Mondays and I appreciate all of you for watching. But that's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye.